On today's show, Mercedes claims to have the most aerodynamic car made today. There's a new Chinese EV coming. And here's something you didn't expect to hear. Millennials are driving all the growth in car sales. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. Common wisdom says that millennials have no interest in cars and don't want to drive, but the data doesn't bear that out. Experian, the consumer credit reporting agency, says that millennials are driving all the growth in car sales in the American market. They now account for almost 30% of all vehicles sold. Baby boomers and mature buyers are losing market share, and Gen Xers are flatlining. The takeaway from this data is that automakers and car dealers better not ignore millennial customers. The Trump administration wants to yank away California's power to set its own emission standards and mandate sales of electric vehicles. The Trump administration also wants to cap fuel economy targets at the 2020 level of a 35 mile per gallon fleet average, instead of letting it rise to the Obama administration's 50 mpg target by 2025. California gets a waiver from the EPA to set its own standards, and if that is revoked, analysts expect a long courtroom battle between the state and the federal government. Mercedes claims it has the most aerodynamic car, and we'll explain how they did it right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Uber is a company that a lot of people love to hate, but a study from the British research company, ABI, says Uber is the global leader in ride-sharing services based on market share, innovation, strategy, and geographical reach. China's Didi is a distant second in the study, and even though Didi has the most market share, that's based on its dominance of the Chinese market, whereas Uber operates in 70 countries. Grab, which is based in Singapore, placed third in the study, while Lyft was fourth. You might think the lowest coefficient of drag of any production vehicle worldwide is some high-end supercar, but it's actually a sedan. That's the claim Mercedes is making with its all-new A-Class sedan, which has a CD of 0.22. The overall shape of the vehicle is the base for achieving that number, but it also took a number of other measures to hit it, like sealing around the headlamps really well, optimizing the wheel designs, and installing an underbody panel that covers the engine bay, floor pan, diffuser, and parts of the rear axle. The new A-Class launches at the end of this year. There's a hot new Chinese electric car that is about to make its debut in California. That's coming up next.
Lear Kinexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Kia just refreshed the Sportage. It gets a new look both inside and out. For Korea and Europe, the 1.7-liter diesel is replaced with a 1.6-liter diesel called SmartStream, which Kia claims is its cleanest diesel it's ever made. For those wishing for more power, a 2-liter diesel is available with an 8-speed automatic and a mild hybrid system. This updated version of Kia's best-selling vehicle will be available in the third quarter of 2019. Well, there's another new Chinese electric vehicle brand about to launch. This one is called Gaion. It's backed financially by another Chinese EV brand, SciTech, which is part of Chinese automaker FAW. Gaion's first vehicle, seen in this teaser, was designed by Gafolio Family Metalworks, which is based in California. With a range of 500 to 700 kilometers, or 310 to 434 miles, it suggests it will have multiple battery sizes, and the car will hit 60 miles per hour in under 4 seconds. It is also said to have, quote, the highest level autonomous driving system in the world, which is supplied by Bosch. Gaion will make its debut in L.A. on August 8th. And we've got a great Autoline After Hours lined up for you this week. Our special guest is Diane Flisch-Schneider, the executive director of the Concours d'Elegance of America, who will be talking about the classic cars you can expect to see at this weekend's event in Plymouth, Michigan. We'll also be joined by John Warniak from SEMA, who will discuss how autonomous and electric vehicles will affect the performance aftermarket. So join John and Gary this Thursday afternoon for some of the best insider discussions in the automotive industry. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again here tomorrow.